Good morning. Another clear and comfortably cool start to the day across interior New York and New England with some localized areas of dense fog. Temperatures are starting off mainly in the 50s, although some upper 40s out there as well. But readings will start to climb with the rising sun back through the 50s and into the 60s, and any fog will mix out to reveal mostly sunny skies for a large portion of the region. Some clouds will tend to mix with the sunshine, especially from I-90 and points north, and with a weak disturbance sliding by across southern Canada, we even run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms in northernmost New York, the Champlain Valley, and the northern half of Vermont. The chance for precipitation will increase as one heads closer toward the Canadian border. Daytime highs will average in the lower to middle 80s with slightly higher humidity than recent days. Partly cloudy and milder tonight with lows back into the lower 60s and a mix of sun and clouds, warm with increased humidity on Saturday as the high pressure center, which has been in control of our weather, slides off the east coast and a return southwesterly wind flow pushes the moisture back into the region. Humidity levels will climb on Saturday night and Sunday, and with a mix of sun and clouds and a disturbance approaching from the Great Lakes, we run the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms for the second half of the weekend. That front will stall over us on Monday with a continued risk at a few showers and storms before we dry it out for the middle of next week and high temperatures stay in the mid-80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level high located over the southwest has weakened slightly, allowing the record heat to become less intense across much of the west. Slightly cooler air filtering into the northwest behind a Pacific cold front will also keep temperatures from reaching record levels for the next couple of days. On the other hand, dry thunderstorms triggered ahead of the cold front will continue the wildfire threat across the Great Basin and Northern Rockies, although this risk will ease somewhat as well today. In addition, some areas of California and Colorado have air quality alerts in place due to smoke from the ongoing fires. Back east, cooler than normal temperatures will continue due to persistent upper-level troughing. A stalled front interacting with tropical moisture will keep chances high for showers and storms across the southeast and Florida and into the mid-Atlantic for the next few days. Locally heavy rain within stronger thunderstorms is possible, although a widespread flash flood threat is not likely. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring two tropical depressions, one in the Caribbean and one in the Central Atlantic. Both are several days away from the United States mainland, but are expected to intensify into the weekend. At Mount Washington, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 46 degrees, with a west wind at 46, gusting to 57 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 40 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly clear skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 54, 89% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.98 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 122 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Grand Lake, Colorado. For those traveling, across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston sunny in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 76 degrees, the low 48, the average temperature 62, that's 8 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 4.56 inches for the month, which is 2.20 inches above normal, and 22.40 inches for the year, which is 2.65 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low 59. The record high 98 set in 1916 and the record low 42 in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 6:09 a.m. Sunset this evening 7:47 p.m. 13 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly closer to the Canadian border. highs near 80. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm with increased humidity in the mid-80s. Partly sunny, warm and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday in the mid-80s. Partly sunny, showers and thunderstorms possible on Monday, staying in the mid-80s. Drier on Tuesday and Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-80s. And another chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday with highs staying in the mid-80s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.